talk about today.
There you go. I know God's with me, no matter where I am. I know God hears me.
Right up here.
And listens to my prayers.
Turn around and face the congregation. You can sit if you want, or you can stand. Song? Bless you.
I know God's with me, no matter where I am. I know God hears me and listens to my prayers. I know God loves me. I have a special name, a child of God. I'm a child of God.
Blessings to you all. Thank you so much for coming up and being a part of worship today. You may have heard that there's some sickness going around. It's flu season. There's this coronavirus thing going on. All kinds of stuff happening. But you know something? There's stuff that we can do about this. Even us. We, as a matter of fact, can do the most important thing of all. When there's sickness going around, we hear the wisdom of our moms and our grandmas and our great-grandmas who tell us one important thing to do. Can you guess what it is? Love. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I was thinking of something else, but yeah. Actually, it's wash your hands, and it's an act of love. Because in this time, when these things are going around, washing our hands can be the best way for us to keep ourselves from getting sick and to keep other people from getting sick. You know that? It's really, really important. And it's the most important single thing, and we can do it. But there's also wisdom that comes from the mama, grandma, the wise ones of our world. And we hear that not only do you wash your hands, but washing your hands is just not kind of like blessing them under the water and then running away and wiping them on your shirt. Washing your hands is an intentional act, and it's one that takes some time to do. Has anybody encouraged you that you should wash your hands for as long as it takes you to say your ABCs? Have you heard that one? A, B, C, D, E, F. And that's okay, but it's, I think, a better option. And it's my friend Mary Dietz who brought this wisdom to my attention. She said, you know, you should do one of your little songs and do it as a way of giving the kids some sense of time as to how long they should wash their hands. And then she started talking about baptism and everything, and she's a wise one. But I think that's a great idea. So I picked out a song that I think Mary would approve of. It's a thank you song. It's a thanksgiving to God. And it goes like this. You want to give it a try? I'll sing some words and you sing them after, okay? Maybe we invite everybody to sing with us. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Forgiving me,
all I have, yeah, and
all I need,
the friends I meet,
the food I eat,
thank you, God,
for everything.
It's a cool little Thanksgiving song prayer that we can sing, and it's just about the right amount of time. Should we give it a try? Everybody get your water going. You got your faucets? Get your faucets going. We got to have water to wash, right? So turn on your faucets and get some soap. We need some soap on these hands. And then we start to wash. We get them soapy, and then we get them under that water, and we start singing, thank you, God. Forgiving me, we're washing. All I have, Alex, all I have, and
all I need,
the friends I meet, we're still washing.
The food I eat,
thank you, God,
for everything.
And then rather than drying them on our shirts, we're going to reach for that towel. And we could even throw in a little as we're drying our hands on the towel.
Thank you, God.
For everything. That's it. You are clean as a whistle. Your hands are ready to go.
Clean as a whistle.
Clean. Clean as a whistle, man. Thank you for coming up and being a part of worship. Sing that song while you wash your hands. You'll be part of the great solution to these illnesses that are going on. You can go back.